Support comes from Country Financial, hosting information sessions for farmers throughout the state of Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates on both the federal crop insurance program and the Farm Bill, as well as how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. More information is at countrycrop.com.
Before we get rolling, a quick programming announcement. It is a USDA reporting day with four big reports out today, including the crop production annual report, a quarterly grains stock report, a WASD report, and a winter wheat seedings report. We'll have special coverage of all of that after the reports are released at 11, sometime in the second half hour of fresh air, somewhere between 11:30 and when the special ceremony for the governor inauguration begins at about 11:50 this morning, so stay tuned for that. Hard red winter March wheat trading 592, down 8.5. Soft March 559.5, down 4.25. March corn 396, down 4.25. May 404, down 4.5. Go out to December at 418, down 3.5. January beans 1042.5, down 9. March 1046, down 6.25. November 1013.75, down 5.75. January soybean meal 362, down 180. March 348.80, down, now make it 348.90, down 20. January soybean oil 33.48, down 6. March 33.43, down 25. February live cattle 161.60, up a dollar. January feeders 223.85, up 142.5. The March is even up more. It's up 217.5. February lean hogs 78, down 102.5. And April at 79.40 is down 65. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You got to put on your skates today because there are so many moving parts to look at.
Yeah, it's going to be a choppy trade once the numbers come out because the robots are going to read the headline, and one headline could be bullish, next headline be bearish, so it could create some volatility back and forth. The key is probably sit back and see where we are 4 or 5 minutes after numbers come out and sort of go from there.
I mean, if you think about it, just take a commodity, for example, take wheat. You got at least three reports to try to combine together to try to figure out what the value of wheat is.
Well, yeah, and that's going to be, a tough one to do in, 30 seconds because the market's going to move even before you see what the numbers are. Mm-hmm. So for us out here, it's not in the mix on having the computers read it and trade for you. You got to take a little longer term approach to the marketplace and kind of keep in perspective the big picture, the fundamentals, for say, to sort of keep your insanity at least for the first couple minutes.
Well, would you want to not take advantage of that volatility perhaps, and if you were a corn producer and needed to get some sales made, have a few buy stops above the market in case it popped up there?
Well, I hate to reveal company trade secrets, but that's what we've been doing here on these volatile reports to take advantage of wide swings. We're not in the opinion that we're going to be locked limit up or locked limit down for an extended period of time. And so we've been placing orders, higher to sell and lower orders lower, to be a buyer. And hey, revealing that, but that's the number one strategy going into this report.
And so now all that buy stops and sell stops have been done, and now we wait and see. What is your inclination that, we've been trading a range both in corn and soybeans. Is there an inclination we break out of that range up or down in either of those commodities this week?
Oh, you could break out, but I think there's zero follow-through. If you look at the chart there, the trade's been making a lot of noise and having a lot of fun running the market up and running the market down. I mean, we've had some good moves, but when you look at the perspective, long-term perspective here, we really haven't really gone anywhere ever since last October. We put the fall low in. You know, we're searching for a winter high, but for the most part, you know, there's not a whole lot of confidence to move sharply either way and stay there.
And so you're suggesting that will remain the same this week then?
I would think we'd stay within the same trading range. Yes, I don't foresee bullish or bearish news to give the market a sharp move. Probably what's more important is outside market activity and as far as investor confidence goes. When you look at the positions and who's doing what, the speculative crowd's long. If the speculative crowd becomes uncomfortable with their long position, that would be more of a risk factor than what these reports are going to show here today.
So then after the report dust-up is done and we had a chance to sit down for an hour and look at them, we go back to demand and weather.
Particularly the Southern Hemisphere, correct. You know, we'll see what demand goes to the Southern Hemisphere. We'll see how the crop finishes off in the Southern Hemisphere. You know, there's some real mixed ideas what's taking place there. I think that's going to be the function here over the next 30 days, and then we'll start focusing on the U.S. production numbers here for 2015.
If Argentina doesn't get their political climate in order and producers continue to hoard beans like they are hoarding old crop beans, could U.S. prices not deteriorate as much as one would think with good weather?
Well, they're going to have a humongous crop to move out of that country. I mean, they'd have to hold on for quite a bit. They're a producer, and they're going to need some cash flow needs, you know, to work with. So initially that bulk of grain's going to be moved out of there initially. The hoarding or holding news would probably be more bullish later on in the summer during our growing season.
What else do we need to keep an eye on? Crude oil?
Well, I think that's one thing. When you look at the big term picture here is the energy sector and even the industries here, we got the situation where, like I mentioned, you know, you got to have investor confidence in there, consumer confidence out there. You know, it's kind of a mixed opinion here. I mean, energies go lower, it's going to put more dollars in the consumer's pocket. So, you know, it's once again, you know, there's going to be a lot of moving parts and a lot of opportunity for people here over the next six to eight months.
6 to 8 months. Let's have a word about livestock, I guess, before we let you go.
Well, the cattle complex is where the main focus is. A lot of attention there. We're back on the up here today. It's volatile, you know, regular rodeo. When you look at the fundamental picture here, we'll probably watch weather here and see what type of weather we have going through this winter. That'll probably be the main news item, other than we're going to continue to, you know, see tight numbers. It just takes a while for these guys to repopulate.
Will the residual and feed number be one of the ones that will be most scrutinized and maybe one of the ones that popped the reports today in some way or another?
Well, that's miscellaneous category. They're going to use that to bring things back in line. You know, you got true feed usage, then you've got the miscellaneous category for feed usage. So I guess it's going to be more of a number to watch to see if they can get the supply-demand balance sheet to get to where they want it to be.
Well, we'll find out at 11 o'clock, and we'll talk to you somewhere between 11:30, 11:50, and we'll see if 1 plus 1 equals 2 or not.
There we go.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn trading 396.5, down 3.75. May is 404.5, down 3.75. July, 410.5, down 4. December, 418.75, down 2.75. January soybeans, 1044.75, down 6.75. March, 10.46¾, down 5.5. July, 10.56½, down 5.5. And November at 10.14 is down 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.